This is Anakar Mu with UN News. Young people in Chad are joining outlawed terrorist groups because of ignorance, according to a traditional leader in one of the most insecure and unstable parts of the West African country. Yusuf Mbudu Mbami is the chief of the canton of Bole and presides over a large swath of Lake Chad, an area where many young people have been recruited or forced to join terrorist groups such as Boko Haram. Daniel Dickinson traveled with Yusuf Mbudu Mbami to the island of Nogmiran Dumu, where up to 300 men, women and children were abducted at gunpoint by Boko Haram fighters in 2015.
We are now at the village, the island of Gomiram Dumu. The length of the island is about 5 kilometers. The population are about 5,750. You know, the island, rural population, so you know, some, it depends on the means of the population. Some of them have, you know, houses, and some of them have some, you know, compound made of herbs, you know, as you are seeing.
Boko Haram has visited this island on many occasions. What did they do?
When they came in the year 2015, Boko Haram invaded this village and they forced people, men, women, young people to join them. So they forced them to join. So about 200 to 300 people, young people, women, and even adults, you know, they forced them to bring to join Boko Haram in the Nigerian territory.
And what did Boko Haram do to the village?
Well, they came, they invade some, they burn even the some compound and some you know, crops, and they killed their cattle. People has been obliged, you know, to flee and abandon the village.
Did they kill any people?
They slaughtered them. Slaughtered three to five people, I think, in this village.
We're sitting in a meeting place in the center of the village, outside, and we're surrounded by many men of the village. How many of these men were forced to join Boko Haram, and what was their experience?
When Boko Haram invaded this village, they took about 200 to 300 people. So among these people, there are someone who joined, and but they came, they have been forced. So when you have been forced to something, you cannot, you know, consciously speaking, you cannot stay. So they have succeeded in fleeing the rank of Boko Haram, and they came back to their village. So now the relative security.
What did they do during their time with Boko Haram?
Boko Haram came to sensitize people that there are a new religion, it's a new Islamic religion. So people has to go, you know, to join this new religion. But what make people go is, you know, the ignorance. People has not gone to school. They have not been educated, so they, you know, cheated them, you know, to go by saying that when you go, you join Boko Haram, you will get plenty money, you will become rich. And when they went, some of people has been forced, some of people because they are poverty, you know, very high situation of precarity. So they went, and when they have realized that they have been cheated, you know, even because of they have been obliged to go, they decided to flee the rank of Boko Haram and come back to their villages, you know, to inhabit it.
And how is the village now?
They enjoy to stay in their village, and they go by our their activities, you know, their duties, by farming, cattle herding,